his first time, Jim?
Stop hating on Moody.
He stinks.
Yo, you stink.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We got Scott McLuhan coming up at noon, former 49er and Washington general manager, instrumental in drafting Frank Gore, who was recently inducted into the 49ers Hall of Fame.
Looks good.
And McLuhan's got a ring with the Seattle Seahawks. We're going to get back to Brock Purdy. How come he's not making plays out of the pocket like he used to? That's the question I have for fans, but... What do you got?
So you know I park in the garage across the street every day, and it's ran by a guy named Steve.
Okay.
And I talk to you about your fear of Willard, your fear when people call you the wrong name, you don't correct them. Remember we talked about that? I'm like, Stein, anytime somebody refers to you as Tom or the wrong name, you got to buff them and check them.
John Sally.
So I've been parking there almost a year. Pay what I pay my rent. And every time he sees me, hey, Dwayne. And I never stop and do what I criticize you for to tell him. So Dreamforce is in town. I'm coming and I'm running late this morning. And he goes, hey, Dwayne. About four or five women around. And I buck up and Lawrence Taylor is Daryl. And he goes, and he laughed. You know what? They used to call me Frank back in the day. I said, that don't make me feel better, but Stoddy, I checked him today.
You don't look like a Dwayne to me.
Well, but anyway, I thought it was funny that I was cowardice. Why wouldn't I tell him my name wasn't Dwayne? It would
be just me. Enough, like me.
It bothered
Somebody
me.
Called me Mark the other day. I'm like, you know, I don't care.
See, oh, it's still happening to you. No, you got to put respect on your own name. That's what it matters. You going to call Scott Tony? Hey, Scott Tony.
The other thing is, I know I'm not great with names. I'm just not. So if somebody makes a mistake with me, I always make a point to say, who cares?
Well, you're good with
Chris
this name.
Paul the second.
Yeah, that one and John Sally.
Yeah, I'm down on him.
JP3.
Why has Brock Purdy not made as many plays getting flushed out of the pocket?
And what about my answer?
I think
he's hanging in trying to wait for that big banger play.
Well, first of all, Let me reset the stage, right? Because now I've heard it a couple times this week. He looked a little like Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, I haven't said it, and that thought did not cross my mind.
Steiny, but it has. What about the batted passes? That's happening a little more.
Boy.
No, I'm not calling him Jimmy.
Nah, you said he. I know.
And there were some Cheech and Chong throws. They're every deep ball.
What are Cheech and Chong?
High. Like they were just high. Like, Brock, I know you're indoors, but those are little things. I'm not calling him Jimmy. He's better than Jimmy. But, Steiny, you got me thinking, because how does the show start? Our open. Say what you mean and mean what you. I'm telling you, these are things I'm monitoring. That's all.
Jeff is in Marin. Hey, Jeff, what's going on, man? Get us going, my man.
Jeff.
Oh, boy. Jeff.
Good God.
How do
what
I
you
pick
think
the
he
one
was doing?
He was working on his car.
Or his boss walked by.
Jeff.
We'll see.
Get in the game.
See ya.
Oh, Skinny Bob is in El Granada.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about the Niners defense. Hey, Skinny Bob. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm not too concerned about the 49ers offense. I'm more concerned with the defense. Mm. Seems to me, I'm not a specialist on any of this, but I watch it for entertainment. I don't really analyze it too much. But what I see is third and seven or third and five, a lot of our opponents lately have been making their third down plays, and I think it's and they're throwing long passes. Fred Warner is exceptionally good, no doubt about it. I think he's the best I've ever seen at that position. But what to me is the problem is defense, I think offense is it's time for the other guys to step up, and we got plenty of weapons. My opinion on Purdy is he's doing damn good. He's a youngster, so he's going to listen to what the coach says. And I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. I'm happy with what's going on, but I think defense has to get those third down. And you know, first and second down, they do well, but on the whole, from what I see, a lot of conversions on third with the opponents.
Skinny Bob, let me give you this. I got some math for you, some numbers. Opposing teams that the Niners have played are 13 of 22 on third down. How about that? That's too high.
Absolutely.
Skinny, you're the man. We appreciate it always.
Yeah, maybe we'll go this week. And, you know, I got some texts from Filmo Mike yesterday saying my boy Tone, the Rams are injured. And I'm like, so are the Niners. But, Stani, that defense, it's going to take more than one great player, and that is number 54. But you know this, you need help. And Bosa, you got the two sacks. But if we're going to look at Ayuk and his contract, we can look at Bosa. And we look at Bosa, Stani, not that you're playing bad. You're not living up to that disruptiveness that comes with that contract. That I want to see more Bosa. And I'm going to say this to you, and you could throw something at me about Bosa. I feel like he uses the same move to try to go around the outside all the – like, give me some bull rush, Stani. Give me a swim move, something. Every time I watch Bosa, it seems like he's trying to get low and get around the guy. Go through him sometimes. Just a thought.
This from the 650, and we can talk more about this because I'm happy to have somebody explain it to me. This is the reason why Purdy hasn't started moving around in the pocket, according to the 650. We need to stop running so much spread / shotgun on early downs when you're single. Oh, boy. The ball out of play action under what? Why do people want him to run less shotgun is what I'll ask.
Not me. I love it.
When you're single, offset, I formations are working so well in our run game. We are awful running the ball when Brock isn't under center, and we need to start throwing the ball out of play action from under center as well to keep the defensive line from pinning their ears back and rush Purdy. This will help open up him moving around and possibly even running for first downs. I feel like Shanahan is so stubborn with his first 25 plays, and he doesn't pivot out of the area. It's frustrating. Okay, so he wants less shotgun.
And we love the interaction, but he's second-guessing one of the best to do it right now in regard to play calling. I'm not saying he's not wrong, but I'll just tell you this, Donnie, and I'm talking to the whole NFL and all 32 coaches. I am so sick and tired of fourth and one, teams lined up in shotgun. Come on. Go back to the old school, and they're not getting it. That kills me.
I mean, if a team is known for running, I guess my question would be, why wouldn't you run a lot of play action
Boomer
to set up the pass?
Joe Montana.
I mean, I'm sure there are great reasons, and I'm all ears waiting to hear.
And go ahead.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. I didn't say it. I didn't even think it, but I've heard it. People saying Brock maybe looked a little like Jimmy Garoppolo last week. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I do feel like we haven't seen him as evasive as he has in the years past. Maybe, you know,
that's
what?
Funny you bringing that to me because I hadn't noticed it until you said it.
Well, maybe it's as simple as that's something he's working on. He's just stay in the pocket. Maybe Kyle's asking him to do that. I don't know. It feels like the eye test tells me that last year he scrambled and he made plays and he turned plays that didn't look great into plays that got positive yardage. And it just feels a little like he's not doing as much of that this year.
He's got three runs, Stani, for 23 yards. That's over 7 yards a pop. I know it's not by design, but I know two of those came against the Jets where he got a couple first downs, some negated by Holden. But I'll watch that moving forward. But I guess, Stani, if he's not a Lamar Jackson, you mentioned the GOAT right now who does it the best when he runs out of necessity, and that's Patrick Mahomes. But hopefully, Stani, you dial up a play to where you're going to get top-tier blocking, and you sit back there and make the throw.
Yeah, I'm talking about – I'm not even talking about –
6 sacks last week.
I'm talking about a guy who gets flushed out of the pocket, runs to his right, runs further to his right, and then throws the ball.
Wow. And I'll say this to you about Jimmy, my last Jimmy point. I don't know if you remember the game, Stoney. It was the first series, third down, third and seven. He threw it to Debo, who had two dudes on him. He was draped. And the linebacker just, like he was playing ping pong, tapped the ball down with the left hand. And I'm like, ooh, that was an oh-no throw to me. So, you know, I don't know if he was pressing, but we'll be watching. And Stoney, this team is 1-1, so I know as battered as the Rams are, they got to go up to Levi South and handle business.
Lamont. Lamont is in Oakland. Wants to talk about Purdy in the pocket. What's up, Lamont? How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How you guys doing this morning?
Hey, hey.
Doing well.
So one of the things that I noticed about Purdy that's important is that the only reason they beat Detroit in the NFC Championship is because he left that pocket and he ran for some big plays and got some first downs. That is essential, and that is a differentiation between him and Jimmy G, as we were just talking about Jimmy, right? Like a minute ago. He can leave the pocket. He has to leave the pocket to make those plays because the other thing, he's short. So if he stays in the pocket too long, that pocket can collapse. And we kind of saw it in the Super Bowl with Chris Jones and the height and the kind of being able to kind of disrupt. I mean, Chris Jones is kind of unblocked, but at the end of the day, that height can disturb you. It can disrupt you when you're a shorter quarterback, right? And so I think that he's trying to stay in the pocket, but the reality is his strength is leaving the pocket, whether it's to leave it to throw it, like you said earlier, or leaving it. Like, he made huge plays in that NFC Championship game. Without his feet, they don't beat Detroit. It was a couple third downs where he says he tucked it and he ran for the first downs, and it made Detroit second-guess everything when he dropped back because now they got to think about what he's going to do. And so that's my point as far as Brock. He has to get out of the pocket because that's an element of his game that other quarterbacks don't have, and I think we see it with Lamar Jackson, too. Lamar will stay in there because people say he can't stay in the pocket. Man, get out the pocket and use your legs because that's what you've been blessed with. And I think Purdy's not Lamar, obviously. Yeah. Purdy's not Lamar, but he has an ability to move, and we saw it work to get them to the Super Bowl, so I don't think they need to start abandoning that. And the thing that we're talking about with Ayuk and, you know, whether he's going to be able to do better next game, I think the problem with Ayuk is that the defense sees that it's not McCaffrey back there. And so they're not responding the same way as if McCaffrey was in that backfield. And so now he's not getting as much separation because the DBs are like, hey, if they're going to give it to the other guy, that's fine. But we're not going to respond as much to not seeing McCaffrey in that backfield. So I think Ayuk is probably having a little trouble getting as much separation because the defense isn't responding to the running back that's back there right now as they would with McCaffrey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Good call.
That makes sense.
And another rat on the table about his points, Donnie, if this can continues in regard, do you remember that first series early on, they turn over on downs, the ball got batted. Some linemen will stop and play volleyball. They won't even rush. If they feel like they can bat your ball, they'll stand there with those long-ass arms and try to bat that thing down. But one of those series turnovers on downs resulted in a batted ball.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. The other thing may be that the line just hasn't. I mean, he got sacked six times.
Yes, he did.
Maybe the pocket's collapsing to such a point where he can't get out of the middle of the field. He just can't.
They look good against the Jets, but anytime you give up six sacks, Donnie, that is not good. And I'm sure the Rams, who they got available for him, are going to try to, you know, continue that. But Austin and San Jose, Stoney, and this is our guy. Why is Guru still dogging Jimmy? Man, do your homework. Austin, I gave the dude a B-plus for his tenure here in San Francisco, so miss me.
T-Baby in San Francisco, what's going on, man?
Hey, good to hear from you this year. My first time calling this year.
Yes, appreciate it.
Hey, look, there's a real issue with us having revolving chairs with the defensive coach. And every time we get a good one, they're head coach on another team. Is there any way we can have a three-year option to keep or get rid of a defensive coach? Our choice. I mean, a contract. You can't leave for 3 years, but if we want to get rid of you, we can do that.
Well, that's
any player in the NFL, too. I mean, it's kind of an unwritten rule in the NFL, and I think in pro sports in general, that if you have an assistant coach that other teams want to elevate to be their head coach, you don't stand in the way of that.
No doubt.
But he's right. The 49ers have had a lot of turnover in terms of defensive coordinators, and I'm hearing a lot of talk about how the defense maybe needs to be better.
Well, we know Ward didn't like his role last week. He said as much.
They're giving up 21 points a game in two games, 23 to the Vikings, 19 to the New York Jets.
67% on third downs.
That's the part that's killing them. Yep. They're not able to get the other team off the field.
Man, in Minnesota, they had them down six, couldn't get them off, converted three. Third downs.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, you got a game this week against the Rams. Doesn't feel like a normal game against the Rams. It must be because of how banged up the Rams are.
We think that's
but
it.
It's a game that the 49ers obviously have to have, but they're going to go into it undermanned. And my question to 49er fans is, admit it if you are, or just acknowledge it. You're looking a little more forward to this game to get a little different kind of read on Brock Purdy. Mm. I know I am. It's not dissimilar from a basketball team that loses its two leading scores,
yeah,
and you need the third score to step up and have a big game, not to mention the fourth and fifth scores. And I'm interested to see how the 49ers play, and I'm always a big pecking order guy. Who carries the ball the most? Who gets the most touches? What you're really trying to establish on offense? And I'm interested to see the pecking order. Who's gonna lead the 49ers in touches? It's gotta be Jordan Mason, right?
You would think, but I'm wondering if Kyle wants to spell Mason, because we haven't seen it yet, because Debo was the guy that got the carries after that. 8 carries in the backfield week one against the Jets, but just 2 last week. Who's the backup to the backup? Or are you just going to go back to week one with Jordan Mason and run him into the ground, and you know, because he can handle it with 28 totes? So I'm curious to see that aspect. And I just want to tell Niner fan, not that I'm getting or I'm hearing or feeling a lot of confidence from a lot of Niner fans, Donnie, but it's like, man, so you're telling me you're going up here, McVay, Kyle, that's awesome in itself, but this will be the first game with no Debo and no McCaffrey. Can you really come to town big-headed or feeling like we could take advantage of the Rams' injuries when you got a rash of them your own?
I mean,
look at the NFL. I didn't see the Saints doing what they did to Dallas. I didn't see who beat Detroit. Went to Tampa Bay? Went to Detroit, knocked them off? So, any given Sunday.
980. People are looking at the wrong thing for this game. It's not a referendum on Brock. But more, it's on the O-line and the rest of the wide receivers. Brock just threw 2 games in 8th, and he's 8th in the league, and we can all say he hasn't been his best, but Brock isn't the issue. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And I'm not saying he's the issue. We just talked about the defense. I mean, that's man, your boy needs some help, Stoney.
Warner. Yeah. And you know who else needs help? Brock Purdy, from his $30 million wide receiver. And this is the game.
Brandon.
This is the game. I'm definitely counting on seeing more from IU.
No doubt. And everybody is. You are right. And we'll see how it plays out. But, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you watch the 49ers the last 2 or 3 years with Brock Purdy as the quarterback, has he looked different in these first 2 games than he has, let's say, last season and the season before? And if he doesn't look the same, is that on him or is it on what has been around him so far? I made the observation, and it's not my own, or I'm not the only one, but it just doesn't feel like he's making the defenses fear his ability to run. And to me, it's not about running. It's about the threat of running. And I've always felt, watching Brock Purdy the first year and a half, that he always found a way to weasel out of trouble. Remember, I called him like a mouse in a kitchen where you think you have him and then he runs under the fridge.
We dubbed it the skedaddle.
And I thought he was great at that. Great at making the determination of when he can run to the flag and get a first down, of when he's running to extend a play and then throwing on the move, and then picking the right spots to stay in the pocket. I don't know. Maybe Kyle Shanahan wants him a little more in the pocket. Maybe that's something Brock Purdy is working on.
Or he doesn't have a security blanket of Christian McCaffrey's, Donnie.
Yeah.
And in his mind, he feels like, you know, he's not utilizing that aspect or component of his game because McCaffrey's not out there drawing so much attention. But watching these games, I will say this, and somebody brought it up on the YouTube chat, Donnie. We talked about Tua and sliding. I'm not bringing it up for concussions, but give me a better slide from Brock. So when you go do that, you stay out of harm's way. He's thick too. He'll take a hit.
This from the 707. Our receiving core is overrated from a route running and catching perspective. They are system receivers, but for Debo.
Well, I don't know what to do, and if that's derogatory, Stoney, a system quarterback, but just dial up Brandon Ayuk's route in the Super Bowl where he dropped him at the line of scrimmage, but the O-line couldn't hold up the block, so the ball couldn't get delivered. I think that's one of Ayuk's best attributes, not Debo's, getting off at the line.
Mystic in San Francisco. What's going on, man?
Hey, fellas, I'm having a blast listening to you as usual.
Missed it.
But, man, check this out, man. Brock. Okay, first of all, I'm hearing people already starting to make excuses for Brock.
Okay.
Talking about it's not a referendum. It's not a referendum on him. It's the wide receivers and the O-line. Sorry, we already know what the receivers are outside of Debo and Ayuk. They're not very good. And Christian McCaffrey being out, this is going to be a serious, serious test. And I'm going to tell you why. Over the last year and a half, Brock, or over the last, playoffs to this year so far, defenses are playing Brock differently. They're forcing him to beat them on the boundary and down the field. They're congesting the middle of the field, and that's having an effect. I think that's one of the reasons why he looks a little different playing. But the other thing that's getting ready to happen is that usually when he dumps the ball 5 yards, he's dumping it to a guy who can turn around and make 65 yards out of it.
Mm.
He's not going to have that right now. So you're going to see a dramatic drop-off in terms of not the way that the offense looks. It's going to look the same. What's going to be different are the results. We know Brock is good at anticipation. He can read coverages. But his physical limitations are going to show you. $60 million for a guy who can't win the game on his own, can't count for wins on his own, I think that's a bit steep. And we're going to see the proof of it coming up.
Let me ask you this, Mystic. Do you feel like the more, like, I've always heard this. Is Purdy going to improve, or is a quarterback going to just improve from being a young quarterback, or are defenses going to see more film on him and level him off a little bit? Like, what do you think that Purdy's coming to the leveling off period?
I do. I think that Brock is hitting his physical wall. It's the physical limitations. It's not a mental aspect. It's not, oh, he needs to mature. He needs to learn how to read coverages. He needs to make better decisions. No, it's I can't throw the ball 25 yards down the boundary on a rope. That's the problem he's having.
Hmm.
And especially since the offense was designed to give him, you know, all the motions, everybody looking, he dumps it over here and the guy takes off for 30 yards. That's gone now. You've got Kittle and Ayuk, who's a shell of himself right now, and you check. So you're going to have some problems scoring that football.
Thanks, Mystic. It's a good call.
Yeah.
It's a good call from Mystic. 888-957-9570. Let me ask Niner fans that question about Brock Purdy. And I guess maybe it's different for every player. You come in the league, you have success for a couple years, and then one of two things happens. The league starts to make an adjustment to you, or you start to make the next adjustment to the league. And then the second or third year player becomes a star in his fifth year because he's the guy who's making the adjustment to the league.
You know who you sound like you were describing to me?
Hmm.
Jordan Poole.
Well, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get more into it on the other side, talking about Brock Purdy and how he's going to be used against the L.A. Rams. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. See, I got this photogenic memory.
Eh.
It's photographic. Did that on purpose.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
49ers Rams, Sunday, 125, SoFi Stadium. No Debo, no McCaffrey. All eyes on Brock Purdy and Brandon Ayuk.
And the defense.
Yep.
And Nick Sorensen.
Let me ask you a question. Fans, guy comes into the league, plays a couple years. It's pretty good. Guy's pretty good. Or guy's really good. Sometimes they get better and better and better. Other times, feels like the league catches up to them a little bit. If I throw a couple quarterbacks at you, I want to get into them.
Yeah.
All right. This is a quarterback. And I'll get to Vegas, Rob, and Jeff, and anybody else who wants to jump in here. But I'm starting to sense a little bit of trepidation from some 49er
trepidation
fans. Okay, Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, Goo. Came into the league kind of gangbusters. Do you think he's getting better? Or do you think maybe it's leveled off?
He's getting better now that he has Jim Harbaugh at his disposal.
Okay, he's so throwing. Yeah. Okay, now he's throwing less than he's ever thrown.
That's fine. But okay, if you needed him to throw more, he's not having a physical stand. I don't feel like, from a physical standpoint, he's a dream. Everything that you want. So when I look at Purdy and his stature, that concerns me. And Justin Herbert's had batted balls, but I'm watching this thing moving forward, Steiny, if this is going to be an ailment to Brock Purdy. So when you talk to me about, or you say Justin Herbert, I'm all in. Okay, hey, they feel like right now they need to run the ball or keep him at 25 passes. But if you needed to say take that away, we need to throw it 50, he could be your guy. And that's why I would say to him, I think he's getting better, especially now with Jim Harbaugh.
What about Josh Allen?
I think he hit the ground like LeBron James. And shown everybody on any given Sunday he can look like Hercules, but now he puts himself in harm's way too much for my liking. He can make every throw on the football field. He's got legs. So your question is, do I think he's getting better? I think we've seen the best of Josh Allen.
Okay, so,
and I would take
so he's
that.
He's leveling off.
Yes, sir.
Or he's reached his ceiling.
I believe so.
What about this guy? And I know he's hurt and he's been hurt. But to me, this is an interesting one. And I'm just throwing these out to start a conversation. What about Tua?
I've been, even before the injury, Steiny, I never liked his – I thought he had a lot of lack of arm strength. He was a product of a system in Bama. I don't think he's the guy. And that's just me. So, you know, I was never high on him.
Okay. And – no, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I got you.
I didn't ask you to disagree with you. I asked you because, you know, I think there are a lot of quarterbacks who start out pretty well and then it's just kind of who they are. Like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is a player who
I think
everybody, fans in Philly loved him a lot more 2-3 years ago. And I'm just, and they would tell you that he hasn't gotten better enough.
Yeah.
And so what I'm sensing, and I know it's going to invite people to rip me a little bit.
But it's reality. But we're not hating.
But are people worried that Brock Purdy could start to level off? Or do you think Brock Purdy is a quarterback that's still improving and there's just no doubt about it? Or do you think Brock Purdy's a quarterback who You know what? He's quarterback 25, 30 games, and the book's getting out on him a little more, and you want to keep him in the pocket, and you want to contest his passes, and you don't want him to scramble right, and you keep, all those things. That's
can
what
it be
I think.
All of that, though? And that's the beauty of it, and that's why we get another shot to watch him another four quarters this week.
Well, that's why I'm looking forward. That's why I'm looking forward to these next two games in particular.
But it sounds. I'm not speaking for you, Stoney, but I want to dare, and I'm not going to tell that person or persons they're wrong. But who's at a point to where we've seen so much of Brock Purdy, you'll stick your chest out and say he's a finished product, regardless if it's good or bad?
Well, he's not a finished.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so they can make an adjustment to him, and then he's got to make the adjustment. But what if he can't? But then, again, it's what if he can. But let's put the right on the table, brought to you by Atco, Stoney. Before we got this McCaffrey news and Debo news, he was riding in a limousine of wealth of things around him.
Right.
To where an average, I'm not calling them average, an average quarterback would look its best right. under the Niners, in the right. Niners system.
Right.
But now that's gone away a little bit.
Right.
A lot of bit.
So we will get a more expansive view of the player. You know, it's like Draymond Green to me.
Draymond.
Well, Draymond, you know, Draymond playing with Steph, Clay, Durant. Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a great
one. Oh, my God. The guy's unbelievable. But we all know.
That's a good one.
If we took him off the Warriors, he probably couldn't do
the
more things for another team.
Oh, man.
And that's the question I'm wondering about Brock Purdy.
That's a great one.
Jeff's in Marin wants to talk Niners. Hey, Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, a couple points about Purdy. Look. Yeah. I think Purdy has improved over the time he's been here. He's growing up. He's getting thicker. He's getting physically stronger.
True.
His arm strength is certainly, I think, equivalent to Joe Montana. Not comparing them as right. quarterbacks, but Joe didn't have a big arm either. But Brock has demonstrated he can make all the throws. He's demonstrated an incredible presence in the pocket. Right, everybody's crapping on him about this last game. You remember the throw that he made in the fourth quarter where he like does a figure eight ducking under pass rushers, comes back up and throws out to the sideline for an incredible catch by Debo.
Yep.
That's pretty good pocket presence. That's pretty good mobility. I'd stack that up about against anybody in terms of that escapability issue. What I'm concerned about, though, is you know, he dropped back several times in this game, and he had time, but nobody was apparently open. And I think that's a little bit of rust on Ayuk, and people say he takes, what, four games to get that, you know, get back into football shape. Debo demonstrated last year in the Super Bowl he's not great against man coverage. What we need to do is get some speed back into the game, and you've got Garundo who runs a 4-3. You got Cowing that runs a 4-3. Get these players out there, especially now you got Debo out and you got CMC out. Put some speed out there. Put Garundo out in the slot. You know, get Cowing out there as a wide receiver and try throwing the ball deep sometimes to stretch those defenses. That zero blitz defense that Minnesota ran was hurting us, clearly. And that's what I think other teams are going to be looking to do. We've got to be able to score quickly and spread that and stretch that defense. That's what I think.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question about speed? Stoney and I go back and forth on Brandon Ayuk. I think they could utilize his speed more. Do you look at Ayuk, who got $30 million, as a speedster? Because it sounds like you don't.
No, I think he's got speed, but I don't think he's back in football shape yet. I think that's what we're seeing. Right, so give him another game or two. I think the latter half of the season, you know, we're going to see Ayuk like he looked last year. But right now, I just don't think he's there. But again, why get somebody like Cowing, a speed burner, if you're not going to utilize him? He looked pretty good in preseason. He made, you know, a lot of good catches, including deep sideline passes. And Garundo, 220 and a 4-3, 40? Come on. I mean, I'm not saying replace Mason, not at all.
Right.
But when you go to spell Mason, how come you weren't putting Garundo in for more than one play?
Yeah.
Or like I said, split up, put him in motion. Throw the ball to him. Get some speed out there. And I think that's going to make the offense look much better.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
And, Stoney, I can hear your voice now because you said it a couple days ago when you compared, you were going down this road. Steve Kerr with the you just want to talk basketball, don't you? Steve Kerr with the younger players, kind of not trusting them or wanting to play them. But all we've heard this offseason on any Niner podcast or even on our airwaves is Guerrero and these guys with speed, and we haven't seen it. They hadn't even got an opportunity. So I'm curious to see, one, how are you going to disperse the totes in the backfield, and who's going to spell or a change of pace? Remember that? You used to have fire and out the thunder and lightning. A guy that could is quick, hit it, and then a guy that can bruise and soften the defense. So Kyle's like a one-trick pony in that sense thus far, 2 weeks into the season, when you talk about carries.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated to see. And
I'm more fascinated to see the 49ers play this game Sunday than the first two games.
So
because okay. I'd like to see how teams handle adversity. And the 49ers have some right now. They're missing their two biggest playmakers.
So I didn't know how to feel watching that game Sunday, watching it back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and here we are Thursday. So all of us, no matter what side of the fence you are on in regard to Brock Purdy, all of us can agree, I'll use the sports version of intriguing, to see how he's going to ball out without some weapons. But, Stani, I got to fight you, man. I don't think this is good for the Niners. Because if, let's just say, he's not the Brock Purdy we've seen, then where are you at in the grand scheme of things?
So you would rather never see him in this situation, pay him, then get into the situation and realize he might not be the guy?
Well, I guess I'm throwing at you, I want to pay him predicated on when my team is whole and how he's looked.
All right.
So that's why I know, and I'm watching, but are we going to let whatever transpires, let's just say it's not anything to write home about, supersede what he's done when they're whole?
Does it supersede? Not necessarily. Does it factor in? It should. I would think it should, right? I mean, I think, and I know how football fans around the country are, and I think if you were talking to a Rams fan or any other team, they would say, of course it's fair. It's football. It's the NFL. You got guys hurt. He's got two guys hurt. Make it happen. It's pretty simple. You want to make $50, $55 million? Go win two out of three of the next games without these guys. It's wow. That part to me is fair because that's just the way it is. 888-957-9570 is the number. Are you guys like me, 49er fans, and are a little more interested in this game Sunday than a normal game? To me, without McCaffrey and without Debo, I don't wish injuries, but yes, we're going to get to see the 49ers down a couple weapons. And who knows? Maybe they come out and score 42 points against the L.A. Rams. And then you put that into the equation, and Purdy looks better. It's very possible. And I'm just wondering what 49er fans, how much stock are they putting in this game for Brock Purdy? And I'd be lying if I didn't say that I don't think, that I do think, yeah, it's these two games are probably more important than any of his other regular season games that he played. That's me. How are you? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Vegas Rob. Vegas Rob. Hey, buddy, what's up?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Good.
Okay, my thing is they need to let Brock play, man. And they need to pay Brock because I'm looking at Shakur Sanders. He's making $4.8 million, and he's playing college ball. So why you can't play? Yeah, why Brock can't get paid? I mean, he didn't take y'all to the Super Bowl. He didn't already prove his point. You know, everybody get better. Kansas City put Pacheco out for 12 weeks. He tore his right up under, I think his bone right up under his leg. He tore it, but he out. So, I mean, and like Drew said the other day, man, everybody who signed that contract is the next man up. It ain't on Brock Purdy. If you made the team, then you need to step up. If you getting paid, then you need to step up. If these two people out, it's the next man up, man. You can't just put it on Ayuk and McCaffrey and Debo. All y'all made this team. It's on Kyle, man. Can you adjust? You know what I'm saying? Because you still got to prove yourself. You only writing off your daddy's name. I mean, where you come from? Who is Shanahan? We know who your daddy is, but who is you? Right now, you got your daddy accolades. Let's see what you can do on your own. That's all I got, y'all. Yeah. Peace out.
Appreciate it, Rob. So Rob's putting some onus on Kyle Shanahan.
And I don't need to cape for Kyle, but he's done a lot, Rob. And Rob knows it. And Rob's tasting that. He wants that victory.
I got a question.
In the big game.
I got a question for you. And Evan, I want to answer this one. And I think I know the answer to the first question. You think the 49ers can win a Super Bowl without McCaffrey and Debo?
Probably not.
What if Mahomes were their quarterback?
They would have a better chance.
No, that's real.
Could Mahomes coach or quarterback this team and get him like to the Super Bowl without McCaffrey?
What do you think?
I don't know. I think maybe. Yeah, right. I think maybe.
And if we're calling him collectively the best quarterback in the game, bottom line is whatever quarterback you have in this scenario, the odds should decrease because we've agreed that Mahomes is, if anybody can do it, it's Patrick.
Right. That's kind of why I'm asking. What about Josh Allen? Probably not. Right? Everybody but Mahomes.
But man, this is crazy. Like that call we talked about on the fourth down play where it got batted in the end zone, Minnesota batted it down. Is that on Kyle? And it goes back to the play on Monday
night.
Which
play? Night. The one that he tried to swing it to Debo?
Yeah, no, yeah. Fourth down, he threw in the end zone. It got batted. The defender, the lineman, blocked it. And it was a turnover on downs. He was throwing to Juwan Jennings. Turnover on downs. My question, was that a good call? So for the who is that on? Is that on Kyle that it got blocked because your quarterback is not the tallest?
If a quarterback throws a pass and it's batted down at the line of scrimmage, I don't blame the coach.
And that's where I guess I'm driving my bus.
Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Orinda. Hey, Matt, what's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Talk to us.
Goo, listen, man. You did the worst thing you could ever possibly do. You kind of made me agree with Steiny.
Oh, boy.
And that drives me nuts, man.
How did I do it? Bro,
let's put the rat right out on the table, okay? Like, here it is. You said 4 or 5 minutes ago, unless I misunderstood you, and please feel free
to
correct me if I misunderstood you, but Steiny is 100% right. You can't be more than 100% right, but he's 100% right. Because we got to see what Purdy looks like without those guys. Because guess what? He's going to be here longer than them. And if you're going to pay him 40, 50, 60 million, not knowing what you're going to get on the downside of those guys, which is coming soon. People want to realize you've missed an opportunity to see that.
No.
And you might put so much money in your quarterback, your host on the other side.
No,
me, Goo.
No.
You made me agree with Steiny.
No, I love you, too. And nothing wrong with agreeing with Steiny at times. But the bottom line is, you keep saying down the road, the future, the Niners are going to draft and add back to those positions. Will they have a Debo or a new McCaffrey? Probably not. But we act like he's throwing to himself. I'm just telling you guys, hey, listen, I know what's at stake. But if you think what Brock Purdy's already built or what he has in the good file, that's going to evaporate and vamoose because of two or three bad games where he could say, I didn't have my weaponry, I'm just hitting the pause button on that. It matters. It does. But let's not forget what he's looked like and where he's took this team to overtime in the bowl. NFC Championship game. I just think that doesn't get flushed down the toilet. That's all.
All right, so Goo, I mean, listen, Steiny, you could turn the mic off and put the headset down because, like, I got you on this one.
And he
I know
did
exactly
it.
What you're going to say. Goo, come on, man. The odds of getting a versatile player like Debo Samuel, another George Kittle, a Brandon Ayuk, heck, even a third down playmaker like Juwan Jennings, bro. You are making a bet that is huge that says in the draft they're going to get guys as good as those guys. that's too much of a gamble, bro.
Okay. And I love it, but Steiny, I feel like, help me out now, partner.
Thanks, Matt.
I feel like he's coming from a vantage point of I'm already saying he's going to get paid.
Well, you
I'm not saying that.
Well, you say.
And I said that even before the injuries. I'm not saying it's
what
a dundada.
You're saying these
I'm
games
saying
aren't?
We are watching. We got our popcorn. I'm the dude that came up with the file, which you have borrowed. But, dude, no, I'm not saying it's a done deal. This is make or break. I'm just being real, saying
it's
the
not,
good
it's
is not gone away.
It's not make or break if you also say what happens in the next two or three games doesn't supersede what he's done already. Then it doesn't. Then it's not make or break what Purdy does.
Well, I was talking about the whole enchilada, the whole season, Steiny, too.
Let's talk about it realistically.
Because I agree.
If the San Francisco 49ers lose the next 2 weeks and they don't look good, Purdy's in some trouble.
There's no
doubt. Because then you can say, we weren't whole last year for three games. We lost them all.
I agree
now this
with
year
that.
We're banged up. We lost
I
them
agree
all.
With, and
okay.
I think that's happening already.
So right. But don't, like, we can't say that
it
these games are just ho-hum regular games.
No,
they're not. He's got to show that he can win games when they're not completely healthy, like you would ask of any big-time quarterback.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kieran.
Hey.
Kieran, Karan, what's going on, Karan? How you doing, man?
How are you guys, man? You don't even understand, man, how much this show means to me. I'm from Philadelphia, South Philly. Yo, like here, Philadelphia fans for the last 3 years, man, and they call and have my bloodline on the radio. Y'all like family to me. But I'm going to get to my point. X Factor, somebody that we're not talking about, is George Kittle. He got to become a diva more so. Ask for the ball. Stop being a run blocker. Shanahan, he has to use him a lot more and not just block him. Like, George is not being utilized enough. And here's my second point. Shanahan, change up your pace of offense. Everything is vanilla. Grind it out. We try to keep the defense off the field. Like, listen, sometimes go a little two-minute drive. Change it up for Purdy. Make it easier. College form. Spread them out a little bit. Then you can do dump. Then you can take a shot downfield. I know Ayuk and Debo would love to do that a lot more.
Hey,
but thanks, guys, for
Karan,
your call, man.
Hey,
I appreciate
Karan,
you guys.
Karan, real quick, what's it like being a Niner fan in Philly?
Yo, man, I need y'all to be here with me and put, you know, I need you to strap up with me, man, because I don't have too many Niner fans here, but I go through so much fighting with these Eagle fans all day long, and I would never wear green. Only green I want is the one in my pocket. Trust me.
There you go.
Eagle
thanks for the kind words, too, man.
Karan, I'll be back in a couple years.
Yeah,
help you out.
He gave us some kind words. And you know he was speaking my language. Shout out Drake, speaking my language. I've been saying I want to see more Kittle. I know it's Kyle's
team.
Get
open then.
I'm going to give you one. But you know
and
he can
block
do more.
As much.
Please, just Steiny, stop.
I mean, like, it. I do always get a kick out of, like,
I'm a big Kittle guy.
Warrior fans who say, I want to see the rookies more. Well, Kerr doesn't do that. Well, I want to see him more.
Yeah.
That's not who he is. But I want to.
You just
want
to
That's
talk
not who he is. Okay. I want Kittle to catch 12 passes a game. That's not who Kyle is. Yeah, but we've got to unleash Kittle.
I wonder why.
Because he likes to run. Kyle likes to run more than pass. You want to handle the next call?
I can't see it.
Philmo.
Oh, Philmo Mike. Welcome to the program, baby.
Hey.
How you doing first? How's your mental health?
My mental health is solid. You know, living, working, chilling. That's all we can do. Gonna live, go work, gonna chill.
Michael, you got about a good 90 seconds before break, so get it in.
Hey, Philly, I gotta get to Philly, man, and go rock with Karan. You feel me? The green in his pocket. I thought that's what you was talking about. You talking about he coming down my road, not George Kittle. I thought you talking about the green in his pocket, guru. But anyway, our defense, what that dude on Instagram say, trash. We not getting off on third down.
Wow.
We not laying down the lumber. I don't know if we need Hufanga because, you know, he's a bull hawk and he can hit you kind of hard. We missing Greenlaw. But that third down, third and six with Harbaugh's team, early and Shanahan teams, that would never happen.
Wow.
And then I told y'all last week about all these hypotheticals and talk about Super Bowls, and we did. And like I told you, I said, bro, we got a game on Sunday talking about the Vikings, and we ended up losing. Everybody want to talk about Super Bowl and all that extra stuff. That don't mean nothing. We got a game against the Rams. The Rams supposed to be injured as hell. So we got to win this game. It's no excuses losing this game. My last thing is, can we stop talking about arm strength? What the hell is arm strength? Who, like, they complete passes. They get it over. Somebody said, was that you said? Tua don't have a strong arm. Tua got one of the best deep balls in football. Purdy stats say he's a great deep ball thrower. What are we talking? Why are we talking about arm strength? Ain't Mike? Nobody Marino. Ain't nobody Jeff George.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. We got to take a break, and I'm going to ask Guru about arm strength on the other side.
That Sam segment Darnold has it.
Brought to you by Safeway.